Hi, my name is Jeff, and also known as Kiddo, and I'm going to show you how to make cool lightsabers in the GIMP. What you have to know is that this tutorial is not new. It's just an adaptation of a Photoshop tutorial made by Ryan Weber a few years ago. I would like to thank this guy for making a really good tutorial that I could adapt to the GIMP. So this tutorial will take into account that you are familiar with the GIMP and that you can use it quite efficiently. So let's start by dragging a Qui-Gon image, the classical Qui-Gon image, into the GIMP. And we want to draw the core of the lightsaber. So we will make a new layer. And most important here is to make it fill with the foreground color, which is black. It has to be black for it to work. I'm just going to name it Core and make the new layer. And that layer needs to have a screen blending mode. This is important because we want the black shades to show through, and the white ones to show over the image. So let's start by using some random tool like the path tool that will be used to draw the boundaries of the lightsaber. So I'm just quickly drawing something here. If you never use the path tool, here's my little quick tip. I'm holding the control key, which changes the function to closing the nodes. So now the nodes are closed. And then I'm going to go in the path dialog, just renaming for the fun, and I will transform the path into a selection. Now that it has become a selection, I can drag and drop some white color in it. I deselect, and now I have a white stick, and I will add a Gaussian blur filter on it just to feather off the edge. 1 pixel should be enough. Now's the interesting part. You have to duplicate the layer twice, but the GIMP has a different layer order when you duplicate it, so you have to move all the duplicates below the actual core, because those duplicates will become the glow of the lightsaber. I'm just no naming them so I can easily identify them. This one will be called Glow 30. This one will be called Glow 60, and this one Glow 90. So what do we do now? In the original tutorial, Ryan used a Gaussian blur of 10 on the first layer, on the first glow layer, because the lightsaber core width is 10. I realized that in the GIMP, the Gaussian blur plugins works a bit differently, so I figured out that to have equivalent sizes, you need to make it 3 times more than in Ryan's tutorial. So for the first layer, you need to have a 30 pixel Gaussian blur. On the second layer, you will have a 60 pixel Gaussian blur. Now, the way this is calculated is simply to have the width of the lightsaber multiplied by 3 and multiplied by the number of the layers. So here's a 30, 60, and 90. So I apply the same thing to the last layer, 90 pixel. So now we have something that begins to look like a lightsaber. We have to merge all those layers. So you can right-click on the layer and choose Merge Down, or you can use the layer menu if you prefer the menu. the tricky thing in the GIMP is that you have to remember each time that you merge down a layer to change the blending mode to screen again, because it seems to forget. So you can merge down, change the screen to screen mode, merge down, and change again to screen. So now you have this lightsaber fitting in one layer. So now that this is done, you can go into color balance. The tricky thing is, in the game, the color balance tool works differently than the one in the Photoshop. So here I can punch up the green and punch up a little bit the highlights. The midtone can usually go all the way up to the 100. The highlights, you have to be very careful because it will bleed otherwise. In Ryan's tutorial, he used a value of 75, but in the GIMP, I use this value divided by 3, so it gives 25, which is okay, I guess. And the interesting thing is that it looks better if you do not preserve the luminosity. In Ryan's tutorial, you have to do the opposite. You have to preserve the luminosity, and in the GIMP you don't have to. Otherwise it will look kind of cheap. So you do that, and there it is. You can go kick some proprietary ass.